systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today is Friday, July 2nd, 2000. Whoa, and I'm Matt.
And I'm Danny.
Now, what's going on, everybody? Episode 369.
60 fucking nine.
Three. 60 fucking
nine. Wow.
The Friday night show. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you for joining us.
No, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for thanking me, and you know what? You're
what?
Welcome.
Oh, all right.
406-204-4687. Give us a call. Say hi. Say what's up. TheJamHole.com/live is where you should be watching these, of course. For you, stream account, sign up. You can hang out in the chat with Uri, buddy. Two cameras tonight. Sean is on his way to Whitefish, I believe, and then off camping. So it sounds like I am going to have the whole place to myself all weekend by myself.
Uh-huh.
I got beats. I got, like I was saying, I met a kid on MySpace from, that sounds so awesome.
It sounds weird.
I was hanging out with my MySpace friends, and one of them makes beats, and he made me a beat. Yeah, this kid from, I was mentioning this a couple episodes ago, this kid from Hungary, Bulgaria. He's Bulgarian.
Okay.
He's got a weird name. I was looking, where's that contract at? Got it. I don't know if he wants his name said, but it's like Evgeny Venkov, blah, 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 you know?
Blah, blah, blah.
Like total Bulgarian, right? He had a cool beat I liked, and I was like, you know, how much? He's like, 150. I'm like, uh-uh. I'm like, what do you do for 50 bucks? He's like, you're that kid from the Jam Hole. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I like your stuff. I'll make you a custom beat for 50. I'm like, do it.
Nice.
It's done. And nice. I've got it, and I've got the contract. Right, her in my hand.
Cool.
So yeah, and then our other beat maker,
and
the one
then
that was gonna go exclusive with just the other guy.
Uh huh.
I guess he's not into it either because he was doing a deal. Only three of us. I checked the CC. Only three of us got the email. Two beats, $20.
Huh.
I was like, cool.
Wow.
How about you just give me back $30 from that 50 from the other three
shit,
I bought?
Right?
We'll call it even. No. I went through like fucking five pages of beats. I was like, that's why they're 2 for $20, because I can't find a goddamn thing that I like. I'm like,
it's all like,
yeah. It was. I mean, there's some all right stuff in there. Most of it's all sold, though. Like, he needs to get back in the lab and start making some new shit. But he's not going to do 2 for $20 for some new shit, obviously.
Yeah, no.
So.
No.
I went through there, though, and I did find a couple really good ones, so yeah.
Well, I'm glad you've got some time to yourself to work on that shit.
Me
now.
Too.
That's pretty
and
awesome.
I'm glad that all of the time that I have spent to myself isn't getting wasted jerking off like a fucking freak.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I know, right?
What's going on, dude?
I'm having sex. It's great. You're coming over and
chicks,
satisfying
like,
me.
Gone and doing whatever. And
I figured out the key.
What?
Married chicks.
What?
Married chicks are just as unhappy, if not more unhappier, in their life than I am. And they are so happy for anyone to show them, like, some attention. And they're like, oh, awesome.
So did you hook up with somebody else?
Just kidding.
What? I'm like, well,
but that,
you
I was
been jerking
thinking,
off, really? Because that chick's out there and, like, I haven't seen you in
no,
a couple days.
She's dying in the hospital, actually.
Yeah, good job, bro.
That's Sean's fault.
Yeah.
Apparently, Indians aren't well-equipped to handle the white man's disease. Me and Sean, we go to the...
I put it away. You put it away.
Right, well,
Sean,
what I'm saying, like, we get sick, right? We're like, well, what should we do? well, we'll go down to the white man doctor and get some white man pills and
fucking
we're good.
I didn't even go to a damn doctor because I'm awesome.
You didn't get what we had then, clearly.
I had a wicked throat
thing.
I had
white shit on my tonsils. I've never seen that before. I had that. I couldn't move, dude. I've never missed work since, like, for that long. 3 days I miss. In, like, 3 years I've been there.
You missed 3 days
in a
row?
Most of Wednesday, the last half of Wednesday, I went home at, like, 11, and then Thursday and Friday.
Wow.
They wouldn't let me come in because I was fucking sick.
Damn, dude. I remember when we first got together, you called off one day because we were fucking
But I'm saying, like, for being sick, I've never called off for that. And like,
I'm just kind of surprised that you're not like jerking it like crazy because I haven't seen you in a couple of days. And if chick's gone, that means you're fending for yourself.
I'm not thinking about it all the time. I'm doing other shit. See, when you're living here, I see tits and pussy walking around all day. I'm like, I got to put my dick between something.
But now
if it's just me, I'm like, unless, you know, Burger sends me something on the internet and it's like kind of hot, then I'm like, God damn it. Now I got to fucking finish.
Okay.
Obviously. Miss Sassy says, married men are even better. I bet they are. If they're as dissatisfied as their partners.
So that's kind of crazy. Like, you're not, like, huge into sex right now.
No, I am. I am.
You are, but not as intense.
I'm just not thinking about it all the time.
Okay.
I'm not falling asleep with boobs and pussy on me and, you know,
so
making me want to fuck.
So maybe this is a good thing, huh?
This is an amazing thing. Thank you for leaving me.
Wow. Ooh. I don't like the way that sounds.
Right.
Gosh.
So I heard you got a girlfriend.
A friend, yeah.
Is she a girl?
Yes.
She's pretty.
She is pretty.
I saw a picture.
She's awesome.
Did you guys muff out?
No.
Did you guys sync up?
We are not like that.
If you know what I mean. Are you guys in sync?
She's not like that. I'm not like that.
Are you guys 98 degrees in sync?
No.
No.
She's really cool, though. She's 23.
Why do you have a girl sleep over if it's not like that?
Because we were hanging out, and she was bored, and I was like, why don't you come over? She's like, all right, cool. And we hung out, and yeah, that was it.
You didn't even kiss her?
No.
I'm disappointed in you.
God, dude, no.
If I had a girl come over and stay the night, I'm definitely going to at least kiss her.
Well, you're a dude.
Yeah?
And I'm not.
Shut up, Daniel.
No, anyway, yep.
She didn't like you.
No, dude, we're good friends, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's really cool. She happens to be my uncle's, like, best friend's daughter.
Oh, I thought she looked familiar.
Yeah, you've probably seen her before over
there. Yeah.
She's pretty cool, but she's got two kids.
She's young.
She's 23.
Oh.
She's got a 7-year-old.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
23. Let's do the math. 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16. Woo! Oh, that hurts. Thank you,
DJB37. She's got balls, though, dude.
Thank you, DJB373.
She's got balls, though, dude. She's doing good for her kids and stuff. She's not a bad mother like most
people
are.
Are they in the same grade?
Oh, come on. No, she's really cool, though, and, you know, we're both, you know, kind of going through the same kind of shit. She's getting her heart trampled on and stuff.
Why?
Why?
From her baby mama or baby daddy?
I'm not really sure. She just has some problems going on, you know, man problems and stuff, and so do I, obviously. So we're like, dude, let's hang out. And
she listened to the show?
She's listening to the show now, actually. I think this is the first show she's listened to.
Yeah.
Because she just... I think just messaged me and she's like, the first show I listened to and you're talking about me.
She want to get in line on some threesome action?
No,
threesome
remember I told you this morning that she said you're not her type?
I don't have to be her type to just fuck and have some fun. I ain't trying to marry the bitch.
No.
She's got a kid. You know my rules.
I know your rules.
All right.
But no, dude, no. She's not into that. She's not into chicks. She's not into you. So.
And why are you hanging out with her again?
Because she's cool. She's a friend of mine.
Oh, right.
We were bored and wanted to hang out and...
Okay.
We didn't have anyone to hang out with.
Usually when
other,
chicks
so.
Are bored and they want to hang out with other chicks, that leads to mischief, if you know what I mean.
What?
Hot, sexy, sorority, girl pillow fighting, jello wrestling mischief. And then I come in and raid panties.
Jesus
like
Christ.
A fucking fiend.
Anyway, yeah, she's super cool. We hung out last night. It was fun. And I dropped her off at her dad's house this morning and I went to work.
TJB373 says, only in our minds, Matt. Amesby says, I think Matt's been watching too many movies.
That's, yeah, right.
I've watched like three that have gone that exact same route and ended in my semen all over a napkin.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's fuck constantly. Yeah. I have issues right now with that.
Semen in a napkin?
What? No, semen in my underwear.
Why do you have semen in your underwear?
You tell me.
I'm asking you. That's kind of weird. You just come over and you're like, I gotta use your shitter. I got some fucking little dead baby batter dripping down my leg.
No,
that's exactly what happened. You came in, you're like grabbing your cunt like you were itching. Like, I gotta go use the shitter.
Yeah, no.
That's my name's Daniel.
So, no, we had some righteous, amazing sex, and that's what happened.
That will happen.
Did we not?
Sure. Absolutely. Hey.
No, you got to admit, though.
Yes, that was wonderful. Thank you.
With us being apart and missing each other, that the sex is
you only come here
improving.
To fuck me.
I come here to fuck
and
you
fine.
And do the show and remind myself that I'm loved.
Fuck it's me, nice. Do the show, and then get the fuck home.
No, oh, shut up, dude. It's nice. I like your company.
Really?
You're a wonderful person when
Since
you want
when?
To be. Since when? Since I didn't live with
Since
you.
Since you dumped me and I didn't cry to have you stay. I really enjoy your company now.
No, it's different.
Now that you're not bugging me
up.
All the fucking time
that
to
is
suck
nice.
Your dick.
That is nice.
See?
Well, when okay,
you outsourced, you got bitches working for you now. Like, hey, bitch number one, go suck his dick. Hey, bitch number two,
all right, Ryan.
Go fuck him. Hey, bitch number three, cook him some food. I'll be in the spa getting him petty.
No, that's not exactly what I want. But
it's kind of exactly what I want.
I know.
We need like a whole stable of hoes.
No.
Like, and a bell. And we'll have a different tone for each hoe. So depending on which bell
Are you
I
done
ring,
yet?
That's which hoe comes.
So no, it's nice because I'm not living with you. And yeah, you're not bugging me constantly for blowjobs and acting all weird when I don't give them to you. Okay. And it's making me miss you and you're missing me. And when we get together, it's just this amazing, romantic, sexual, fucking awesome stuff.
And then you get the fuck home.
Oh, no, you beg me to stay the night is what happens. Yeah, so.
I say if you want, because I could have some more sex. I'm just.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Especially
treat,
if
right?
your cute little friend comes over.
Yeah, I know.
Little Miss Sassy, is that her? I see you in the chat, cutie.
I don't know if that's her or not.
Is that you? No.
No. Okay.
Bullshit.
But no, you got to admit that this is going kind of good.
Phenomenally.
Right?
I couldn't have imagined
it going.
Are
you happy like this?
I am tickled pink.
It's making you miss me, right?
Yeah.
And I'm missing you. And
done. Problem
it's
solved.
Great. Our sex life is way better. And
our sex life is great now that you only have to fuck me once every week.
Oh, whatever, dude. That's
no, I know. 3 days a week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Maybe.
Fucking
but it's
A.
nice though. I'm away from you. I'm not constantly hearing your nagging and bitching and shit. And I don't have to cook stupid stuff for you. I don't
That's
have
right.
to like
I'm feeding myself. I'm all grown up.
Wait a minute. Who brought you dinner today?
Well, you did, but I have food. I went to
can
the grocery store. I can make a fucking sandwich. Uh-huh. Cajun turkey. Uh-huh. Honey cured ham. Fucking
nice.
A. It's all I need. Some but Colby.
But your
Cheddar.
Roommate, by the way, total slob.
My roommate's a fucking pig, by the way, but...
Yeah, I walk into the house, dude, and on the stove there's just, like, random fucking dirty-ass dishes and pans and stuff from him cooking shit, and
he
the drawer's
this.
All torn out.
Check this out. Last night we had wrap night, and while we were wrapping, he cooked some chicken, kinda. He made some shake and bake, and it was fucking terrible.
Really?
He fucking totally burned it, dude. I had to take the knife and carve the chicken out of its hard outer shell. It was
oh wow.
It was all right once you did that, but if you bit into it, you chip your fucking tooth.
Do you miss my cooking?
Yeah, I do miss your cooking.
Yeah, I figured you would.
I don't miss all the fucking cunt play that went along with it, but I do miss the cooking.
I don't miss all the nagging about blowjobs and the stupid attitude.
That's right, because you outsourced. You got bitches doing it for you.
I still don't want to hear that.
That's how you
okay.
roll.
That's not
how
cool.
we take care of business.
But it's working all right, so I think...
Is her name Pretty Penny? Because I see
I don't
you
know,
also.
Dude. She's a really right. cool person. So.
Anyway, well, that's good.
Are you happy like this?
Yes, I'm tickled pink. We're perfect.
And you still love me?
Sure.
Hey!
Yes.
You gotta fucking tell me the
yes,
truth here.
Dana, I still fucking love you.
That sounds so convincing.
I'm sorry. This is
the only way this is going to happen is if I know you still love me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Check your pants for semen. If there's semen in there, I still love you.
Because I everyone still
else,
love
everyone
you.
Else listening at home, check your pants. If there's semen in there, I love you too.
Oh, dude.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. So I was listening, finally,
the... I love you
the,
so much, okay?
Okay.
You have to know that.
I love YouTube.
Okay. Stop!
YouTube.com/...
Stop being so sarcastic!
The jam hole.
And tell me you love me more than these sluts, okay?
I love you more than all these sluts.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
YouTube.com/the jam hole. No, but, so I was listening to...
Yes, I
to,
know he can lie, Amesby, and he probably is.
Probably. All men lie. All the time. But,
I think you're just keeping me around to fuck. Is that it?
I'm keeping you around to do the show. Other girls to fuck I can find. A girl to host the show, maybe not so much.
That's
but I don't
true.
Know. I don't know.
Like I said, there's not another person in the world
and
like
no,
me.
Of course, I still love you. I mean, fuck, we were together almost 2 years. That ain't gonna just go away, especially when you keep coming over here satisfying the fuck out of me.
I know, huh?
I know, huh? So, anyways, are we done with that? Thank you.
Yeah.
There's your personal glimpse.
Shit.
Shit. I was listening to the Basement Boys. They got their 100th episode up. They're not selling it or anything like that. They probably didn't get enough good footage to like put together and sell because of how he had to edit it because of how everything went. But he did upload it. It's on the feed. You guys are subscribed, basementboys.com with a Z. Don't
cool.
forget that. Episode 100. I listened back to it. You can hear me go up like, I don't know, a quarter of the way through and him try to start asking me questions and then it totally just completely... falling apart from there.
Oh.
And but yeah, they went for 101 and they talked about Ep 100 what it was like from their point of view and all that, and I just had really one thing to say.
What?
Poor guys. You poor guys. I mean, they had fun and all, but more so.
It's an
so,
experience, you know, you got to learn from
and that's
stage,
what
right?
that's what they said. They learned a lot. From it. They definitely learned
I mean,
a lot.
Look at us for our 250 show. I mean, we
the
learned
only,
a lot.
The only way that went as well as it did is because we know friends that own a restaurant.
That
seriously,
does help
if,
a lot.
If we couldn't have done it at that restaurant, what were our other options? Bars.
Yeah.
And it would have ended up exactly like theirs
yep.
did. I guarantee it. No partying till 4 a.m. and smoking weed outside.
Nope.
No fucking firing up the ovens and cooking pizza when we want. No fucking... all the debauchery that we did there.
Yeah,
you know?
And it was nice because everyone came to see us and there weren't just random
that's
people
what I'm saying.
Talking.
It would have went the exact same way.
Right.
But anyway, you can listen. Their 101 is up now. It's pretty amusing to hear. I'm interested in it because I was there and it's cool to see on the outside when I was there how they acted and then to hear like inside they were just shitting fucking bricks and nervous and all. It's a good episode though. I've been enjoying their show a lot
that's
more lately.
Cool.
Ever
I'm
since
glad
they're
keeping it going and stuff. A lot of podcasts fade out, you know, when they lose a co-host.
Yeah, that they do.
Yeah.
I know. I tried by myself. I've hosted a whole jam hole app all by myself. So I know if worse came to worse and Sean wasn't here and Braden was not able to come and you were being a bitch, then I would just fucking buckle down and bite my tongue and do it. Or now that I have another podcast, I would just call Sandy and be like, hey, I need a huge favor and like a bag of
right.
Can you come host this? It'll be easy. And look, you don't have to censor yourself. It's great.
I'm too stubborn to leave the show. So,
MDS says, Matt, you were by far the best 60 seconds of Basement Boys 100.
Nice.
Thank you. I have some pretty cool footage on my camera, too. I still need to get that sent to him, but maybe
I'll
make a little video.
Dude. Fucking MDS says a lot of podcasts fade out once Rochelle fucks the co-host.
Whoa.
Whoa.
In... appropriate.
Right?
Totes and approps, dude.
That deserves a ding,
shit.
Though, for sure.
That it does. That
Jesus
it does.
Jesus Christ. But, I want to keep doing this show. This show's not going to fade. Fuck all you other fucking faggot podcasts that fade out.
It's fun, isn't
pussy
it?
Pussy bastards.
Something to do.
Yeah. It keeps us
what would
talking,
we be doing
shit?
Right now if we weren't doing this?
Probably having sex.
No, I doubt that. You wouldn't be here if we weren't doing this.
Probably.
You would have left. Actually, if we weren't doing the show the first time you left, I wouldn't have been like, please come back. Because in my mind, I'm like, I need a fucking co-host. I would have just been like, get the fuck out, bitch. Take
probably.
The shit with you.
This podcast has probably helped us the most.
This podcast is the only reason I'm still breathing air right now. It's fun. Let's talk about a guy that's not breathing air right now. This is horrible. Oh, yeah. This is two in one shot machetes. I love it. Donald Wright, 31, otherwise known as Boran, was chopped to death by residents after he allegedly chopped and killed Roland Miller, also called Dexter, a 26-year-old farmer. This happened in St. Thomas. Both men are from the Swamp Road District. Reports came in that Miller was sitting on a wall when Wright, armed with the Schmetti, approached him from behind and whoosh, chopped him on the neck. Wright then tried to escape, but he was held by irate residents who then in turn chopped him several times. Both men died on the spot. Their bodies were removed to the morgue after the processing of the crime scene. Of course, this being St. Thomas, the morgue is a big hole in the ground. So,
wow.
Good luck with that, Jamaica. I thought that was pretty awesome. That's totally like, they're like, hey, can someone explain to us the golden rule? Eye for an eye? Like, yeah, I think I can teach you that. Watch this.
Yeah, watch this. Let me show you how this is done.
That's called...
This is real life shit here.
This is karma in action. Watch. I'm going to go kill this guy, and then in turn, I will get killed.
Sounds good.
It's beautiful.
All right, let's do that.
All right, this is a visual, and I didn't print it out, but if you're listening live in the chat right now, I want you all to look at that picture there. That is... interesting, to say the least.
Oh, the penis cucumber.
The penis cucumber.
Nice.
The erotic cucumber. It's funny.
Now, hang on a second.
Because it looks like a dick.
I have a little short story for you about a penis cucumber.
Oh, please.
Back when I was working over at Famous Dave's, one of the line cooks over there, a good friend of mine, he found a... Like, we slice cucumbers every morning for the salad stations and shit.
Right.
He found a cucumber that had... It was... the perfect shape of a penis, head and everything. Like, it bulged out and even had like a slit.
God is an artist. God is truly an artist.
He saved that thing and wouldn't cut it. He was like, and he kept it, dude. He like walked around with it all day. He's like, look at it. He was so fucking proud of it.
If you keep that long enough, it'll eventually age in dog years. And when you're 60, it'll look just like your dick.
Oh, God.
It'll be great.
No, it'd just pickle.
But yeah, so this lady found this. 35-year-old Irene Harska from Hungary said that when she got it back from the greengrocers, she couldn't bring herself to chop up the vegetable because it looks entertainingly like a set of male genitalia.
Genitalia.
Quote, then I realized what it was. It reminded me of my husband too much, and I really love him. So I didn't have the heart to cut it up. It out.
Because it reminds you of your husband's...
Yeah, my husband was a Martian. And his dick was green and lumpy. That's so gross.
That is gross.
Like, how does that remind you of your husband? Like, really?
Because there's a penis. And my husband has a penis.
He had a weird vegetable fetish.
Thing.
He would have been proud. This would have been his crowning achievement. It does kind of look like two little legs there, and then, like, the nuts hanging down. That's so weird. How does that... I bet she glued it.
Amesby says, I just think she wanted a new dildo, and that's the real reason she didn't have
the heart. I didn't
have
the heart because I live in the fucking middle of nowhere, and I can't afford batteries for my vibrato.
And it's got bumps on it, dude. It's like
ribbed
for
her
pleasure, yeah.
And you won't get herpes from those bumps.
Yeah, because you know
Jack
what? It's a fucking
pot.
Vegetable. That's disgusting, dude.
Oh, all right. This is a little childish.
Now, if I could find a cucumber that was like bent to the left.
Yeah?
And had a little like fuck up on it.
Hey. Not a fuck up.
Yeah, that doctor kind of fucked
up. A special
up.
Gift.
That doctor gave you a real special gift.
No, he said that because of how effed up your junk is, this is all that I can do.
Oh, God.
He's like, be grateful I'm not taking the whole thing. Thanks, doc.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
I would keep that cucumber, too, probably.
Yeah?
I found one that looked like your penis. I'd
Thank
be like,
you.
Aw.
Thank you.
Put it in a little case. Put all a right. name on it.
Here's some good animal loving here. A unicoi man is facing child abuse and criminal animal cruelty charges following an arrest Tuesday for allegedly, are you ready for
allegedly?
This? Allegedly striking one of his girlfriend's bitch-ass kids, duct taping her dog's legs to its body. Okay, so you duct tape the dog's legs to the dog's body, right?
Right.
And then rubbing the asshole of the dog on the faces of her children.
That is fucking awesome!
Yes! Thank
you.
369 episodes.
That
finally.
That is creative, man.
Right?
That is awesome.
He smacked the shit out of one of those kids and then duct taped the dog's legs and then rubbed asshole all over their faces.
Wow, dude. What kind of a dog was it?
I hope they say, though.
It had to have been a smaller dog.
The dude is 29, Robert E. Hensley. We salute you. He was charged with 2 counts of aggravated child abuse and neglect and 1 count of cruelty to animals. Unicoi County Sheriff said on June 20th, emergency dispatch received a call at approximately 2:45 a.m. That's early.
Yeah.
From Hensley's live-in girlfriend, who called to report a possible overdose by Hensley. According to a release from the Sheriff's Department, when deputies arrived, they found the woman and her 2 children, ages 8 and 10, hiding in the woods with dog ass smell on
right.
their faces. Harris said deputies who arrived took statements from the victims. According to those statements, Hensley had slapped the 8-year-old in the face.
In the face. I really hope the dog was a shih tzu.
But the child displayed no physical signs of this. She's a quick healer.
Oh, okay.
The cover up from the dog's asshole.
Right.
Let me put on some cover up.
Oh, man. If they're black, it'd be like foundation.
The family also told authorities that Hensley had been drinking and taking prescription meds and that they were, quote, fearful of him and had waited until he passed out to leave the home and call the cops. He was getting naughty in the chair like, I'm so high right now. Bring in that dog's ass again. I'm going to rub it all over your face. I'm going to slap you. Come here, you little bit. Bring daddy his beer and bring me that dog and some duct tape. I wish I would have seen like just a big like Sir Marks-a-Lot, like the big black marker.
Mr. Two-Fister says a puppy paintbrush.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Fucking A, dude.
Oh man.
The woman and her children were taken to another location. Harris said the woman took out an order of protection against Hensley. However, Harris said Hensley learned where his girlfriend and her children were staying on Tuesday. He rolled the fuck over there, apparently. And then they called the cops and that was
the end of that.
The woman who was previously living with Hensley and her children also came into the sheriff's office Tuesday for further questioning. Quote, we had actually talked to the kids once, but we wanted to get a more thorough interview before we filed any kind of charges. Excuse my face. Oh, are you ready for the dog?
I am.
He said that he struck the 8-year-old. The mother of the children also told the cops that Hensley had duct taped the legs of her Chinese pug. Oh, you had like little wrinkly pug asshole in your face.
Nice.
Oh. Taped the legs of the Chinese pug to its body.
That's pretty dramatizing.
The children also told officials that Hensley had spread the dog's legs and rubbed the dog's buttocks across their faces.
Now, see, when I was a kid, I was. God. See, now
I'm just picturing the little dog, like fucking all taped up, asshole just hanging out. A little Chinese pug.
See, now, when I was a kid, I was out back playing with my cousins, and I ran, and I fucking tripped on something, and I fell face first into a pile of dog shit, and that was pretty fucking traumatizing to me, and I'll remember that for the rest of my life as being a really, quote-unquote, shitty experience.
Nah.
But they've got
anything
it,
anything involving, like, anything that smells really vivid like that,
yeah
that's going to stick with you.
Oh, yeah, dude.
If you know what
that's
I mean.
That sucks, man. My dad rubbed a dog's asshole in my face because I was a bad kid.
I always thought it was funny when dogs would rub their own assholes, like, on the carpet or some
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, when they, like, drag and stuff. I'm like,
ew. I always like it, especially when Brian from Family Guy does it. That's
oh,
always,
yeah.
like, the
well,
funniest thing to me because he always just hauls ass around the carpet just like...
like, scooting all... That's so awesome. That would suck if it was like a white rug, though.
That would suck if it was like a big giant bulldog or something. You're talking like duct tape around the whole thing and then like two hand like this. He probably just took one hand like a lipstick.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
like if you had a big dog just like, like
I don't
their
think
face
you're going to be able
getting,
to duct tape a
their
big dog.
Their face gets stuck in the asshole and shit. And then he just sets it down and the dog walks with the kid hanging out the back end.
Yeah.
Like my human centipede.
Oh, dude, that's disgusting. The human centipede.
But with a dog.
Well, it'd be like the three dog.
But with a human.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like a dog, human, dog, okay, cat. And I throw a bird in there just so it could fly.
And you in the middle.
No.
Yes.
I'm doing the operation.
You're in the middle.
Operation.
Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, Chinese pug, dog, buttocks on the face. Quote, smacking the child, unfortunately, unless you do a pretty bad harm, it's not aggravate. It would just be assault, of course. To me, it's definitely cruel to rub the butt of a dog in somebody's face, especially
well,
a child.
Yeah.
Thank you, CPS. Harris said that while Hensley admitted he was drinking and taking pills, he denies striking the child. He's like, I was fucked up, and I didn't hit that bitch. I did, however, rub dog ass on them.
I mean, seriously, I know that, like, there's probably not a law saying you can't do that, but do we really need to tell you people that that is not okay?
Well, no, that's probably cruelty to animals. I mean, he got charged.
Well, he did duct tape the damn dog.
That's so. Probably why it wasn't. The dog was like, that guy felt good. Hey, give me a lick.
Right. I don't have to lick it this time.
Give me a rick.
You guys do it.
Yeah. Put me down. This is okay. Why am I all sticky now? But, yeah, he also denied rubbing the buttocks of the dog
on their faces. Yeah, Amesby says, could have been worse. He could have used his own ass.
That is true.
That
he did admit,
true.
However, to sticking the dog's ass near their faces. He did not duct tape or rub ass on face. No ass to mouth. So he says. I think he might be a liar.
Probably.
Quote, he had admitted to us in here today that he had anger issues and actually was trying to go through counseling to do something about them. Counseling clearly has completely failed.
So, yeah.
Speaking of animals, MDS sent us this one in with a little note that says, you know, if you ever want to make your podcast funny again, go ahead and read this story. So I was like, hey, we need to make it funny again. We had two whole episodes of maybe not so funny, and Dana completely apologizes for that. It's all her fault. She takes full responsibility.
It was some sad stuff.
It was.
Okay?
It was some real shit.
It is real shit. Still real
shit. Don't think, Lady Jamhole fans, that because she's here right now, I'm still available. Call me.
Please don't hit on him in front of me. It still creeps me out a little bit.
Call me. Okay. My Google Voice number's on my Facebook. So,
ew.
Newport Richie, a spat over prescription drugs, of course, turned ugly. Well, you should see this lady in the picture. I mean,
it
turned ugly before the prescription drugs. I mean, let's be honest.
Ugly like 10 years ago?
Yeah, probably more like 15. When Rachel Switzer lost a messy cat fight with her live-in girlfriend, enraged that Switzer had refused to give her Roxycodone. You know what that is?
I have
instant
no idea.
Release, you know there's OxyContin? The drug in that is oxycodone, just extended release. Roxycodone is oxycodone and nothing else. Straight up instant release.
Oh, wow.
15s, 5s, and 30s.
That's some hardcore shit then, huh?
Eh. Kristen Styler, 23, banged on the front door of their shared home and broke through the door of their bedroom where Switzer was hiding with all the pills. Then, the cops said, Styler picked up a cat litter box and attacked. Oh, man. By the time... And you know, if they're pill junkies, you know nobody shoveled that cat shit out in quite some time. I'm going to guess a good 2 to 3 months worth of, you know,
maybe,
cat shit.
I don't know.
Cat shit and piss.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's
could
like,
you imagine getting
it's
one of those?
It's ammonia and you breathe it in
it's
and it
so
can
foul.
Kill you.
It's so foul.
Our neighbor.
I give my cat water and food and she produces cleaning products.
Dude,
it's disgusting.
No, listen to me. Our neighbor, the guy next door or whatever with the little dog.
Yeah. Oh, did I tell you about him?
Well, hang on. Listen real quick. I was talking to him a while back and he was saying that he hates cats because he has a friend of his that died from breathing in that ammonia shit.
Cat scratch fever.
But I was thinking in my head, I'm like, well, he should have just fucking cleaned it. Not that nasty ass fuck.
But anyway, me and Sean talked to him for I was outside smoking the other day. Excuse me. And he comes up the stairs and he offers me a beer. Uh-huh. And I'm like, you know, I don't drink. I'm cool, man. And he sits down and he's like, so you doing okay? Because I guess he saw you moving out or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm all right. He's like, that's good. And he started, you know, we just kind of started talking. He's actually a nice guy.
Yeah,
like,
I know
I was
he is.
Really surprised.
I just hate his dog.
Yeah.
And actually his dog is cool once you pet it. Like,
yeah?
Yeah, he has, you know, it just barks at you and stuff. But once, like,
you
grab it, pet it.
You know what else would be cool?
It's all right.
After I fucking kick it. But anyway, then Sean comes outside. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. Uh-huh. And the dude's just like, you want a beer? And Sean's like, sure. And we all sat out there, and they were drinking, and I smoked a couple cigs. And, yeah, we just kind of talked. He's actually a nice guy. I kind of feel bad for him now that he's got a disease, now that I know that he's actually not a real big asshole. I mean, other than, you know, calling the landlord and not just talking to us about our roommate barking at his fucking dog. But
yeah, that was pretty
I was really surprised about that. I was like, wow,
he was actually like concerned if you're okay.
Well, probably not. He's
just
like,
something to, he's probably
and then
bored.
He asked me for your number. I was like, whoa, too soon.
Oh, too soon, huh?
For him, yeah, come on, I was doing you a favor.
What?
All right, I'll give it to him tomorrow.
No, I don't want his damn number. You're just saying wow, saying too soon for somebody else to get with me. Come on,
thank you. By the time the fight was over, of course, Switzer was sprawled on the bed with cat feces on her face, hair,
you know what?
And ears, and cat litter coating her hair, cops.
Berger has a good point. He says, did your neighbor think you switched teams?
Maybe.
I bet you did. He was like, hey, sexy,
couple
doing?
Of bros just living here now. They
you need
kick,
a rebound?
Couple guys kick the girl the fuck out? Hmm, interesting.
You need a rebound?
What's going on? I play ball, if you know what I mean.
He's probably the pitcher. You'd be the catcher.
Yeah, I don't think so. Switzer told police she had blacked out after being slapped and choked. Slap chopped. Police arrested Skyler.
That sounds like a fun night of sex.
Yeah, sans the cat litter.
Right.
Police arrested Skyler and charged her with domestic battery by strangulation. More charges may follow, of course, after authorities investigate the pills. We're going to have to check that out.
Let me go ahead and taste
I need
that.
To go ahead and check that out.
Are those
Roxy's?
They don't look like it. I'm going to have to eat one.
You got some little Ro-Ros?
I'm going to have to see what that feels
like. You got some green Rut-Ros?
Rut-Ros?
Some Unite at the Roxy, if you know what I mean. New York, baby.
Wow, dude.
Hell yeah.
That was a horrible reference.
All right, well, speaking of cat litter, here's another interesting cat story, perhaps sad kittens. San Antonio, Texas.
No sad kittens. Oh, I've been sad kittens for like weeks now.
I know. Are you ready?
Bro, no.
A man was sentenced to 3 years for his role in a series of bizarre kitty cat mutilations. Jordan Scott Mitchell, he was only 24 years old, pleaded no contest to 3 counts of animal cruelty in February for the torture and death of 3 little gray kitty cats. They were found duct taped to a piece of plywood near a creek trail. 2 had slit throats, and another had been disemboweled.
Oh, no.
He racked a discipline, a little harder cutty. Wednesday's hearing came less than a month after co-defendant Austin George Patterson, 21, was ordered to serve 8 years in prison for the same cruelty charges. During both hearings, the defendants acknowledged a 4th killing in which a cat was doused in gasoline and burned alive while tied to a tree. Both men were also cited psychiatric problems that had haunted them since childhood and blamed the other for being a negative influence. That's what happens. You get 2 psycho kids together, and they're bound to make sad kittens.
That's sad.
4 of them, approximately.
Man.
Quote, frankly, I don't know how you 2 found each other, the judge said. It might have been the perfect storm.
Right.
Both men seemed to have loving families who tried to get them help, Harley said. But, quote, when the acting out starts to occur at this level, punishment has to happen. Yeah, you might as well probably just put them down, because that's a little past the point of, like, kids being kids.
Yeah, that's bullshit,
like,
dude.
You nailed cats to a wooden stick, and you disemboweled one of them and slipped the other. Like, that's fucked up, dude.
That
that's,
is fucked up.
That's
dude.
Way fucked
that's
up.
That's not, like, I Chuck's, just want to see what happens.
Yeah, Chuck Spence says kill him. I'm going to have to agree.
Yeah, no
probably
shit,
probably go
dude.
Ahead and kill him.
Like, what if you walked up on some dude that was doing that to
what
a
if
cat?
I nailed you to a board and slit your fucking throat?
Well, I mean, what, seriously, like, what would you do if you saw some kid doing it? You, like, walked in on him doing that.
Yeah, Chuxpan says, I don't care about cats, but they're unfit for society. I fully agree. One was 21 years old, one was 24. So, that's not kids being kids.
No.
And it happened, just last February. Or 3 years ago it happened.
So, yeah, what would you do?
Definitely put him down, I would say. Nail him to a board.
No, I mean, like, if you walked in on him doing that.
Oh, probably nail him to a board.
Oh, okay.
Douse one with gasoline, tie him to a tree.
That's really fucked up,
we're playing tetherball.
I mean, what an animal, like, a cat. Dude.
Especially adults. Like, are you that bored? Yeah. Go tip a cow. Like,
right?
we live in the fucking hills.
You ever done
we're not
that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so fun.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Run like a motherfucker, though.
Especially if the farmer comes.
Oh, yeah.
They don't, farmer, for some
no,
weird
we
reason.
Did it to bulls, dude.
They take, like, personal offense to that shit, though.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not just, like, something between you and his cow. It's like you fucked his daughter or some shit.
No, I was
they
doing
don't,
it to.
They do not like that.
I was doing it to big ass bulls because that's the only ones we could find. And, like, you get up to them when they're sleeping. And you, like, put your hands on them real gentle, and you just start rocking really slow.
It's like Goombas.
Yeah. And then
in
you
Super
just
Mario,
fucking
the movie.
Shove them, and then you gotta fucking run, dude. We almost got tagged so many times by that bull, dude.
You mess with the bull.
Yeah, you get the fucking horns. I had to hop the fence. Like, I fucking flew over that shit, dude. Like, Batman. It was awesome. Are you cool? Are you... Ew.
I'm fine, thank you. Still... Got a little residual phlegm in the old
Yeah,
lung.
A nice plague, and you're passing it along to people, and they're
dying.
I'm not
dying. Sick anymore. It's just the phlegm that's left. See?
That's disgusting.
Thank
I
you.
Can't believe you got that girl so sick.
That was Sean's fault, and I feel really terrible about that.
Yeah. Maybe you should buy her some fucking flowers, jerk.
Maybe I already did. Don't worry about it.
Oh, wow. Whatever.
Don't ever text me and say, bring me flowers.
It was a joke.
I almost did. I almost brought you a bunch of fucking dandelions and just covered
Aww.
Your car in them. Just
Aww.
For fun.
That'd have been cute.
They're weeds.
It's
they
still
signify
been cute,
nothing.
Because you would have thought about me.
Well, I would have thought about how annoyed I was that you asked that.
It was a joke!
I ain't trying to impress you. Shit.
God.
So, yeah, they are effed. And they should probably be either locked away or, yeah, put down. So
yeah, no kidding.
That's sad.
That's so, it still kind of blows my mind, like, the first chick, like, you kind of, like, get...
What, are we talking about cats then, being nailed to fucking
no,
boards?
No, I was just thinking about it again, because, like, the first
with.
Chick you, like, find to have sex with, you, like, pretty much...
Almost
like,
kill
you
her?
You hospitalize her?
Thank you.
Yeah, dude, like...
Hey, super semen. What can I say?
No. That's being sick and stuff. She's not going to be able to suck your cock for a while. I got to get her tonsils out and shit.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You got to find a different one now.
It's one step ahead of you.
Oh, yeah?
I'm on it. Don't
really?
Don't worry about
Already?
It.
Already? Damn.
I
need to catch up here, dude. This is gay.
2-0. It's 2-0.
This is bullshit. Maybe I should start with our fan bases.
Maybe you fucking should. They're right there. There's more guys than there are chicks that listen, at least locally.
Yeah, they're all nerds.
What are we doing right now in our fucking living room? In my living room, excuse my face.
I don't really know. I don't want to screw a fan. That's kind of...
It's fun. That's our fans fuck good.
That's cool.
They know how to fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you.
Just that one.
Well, I would imagine the other one does, too.
Oh, yeah. We have two fans?
Let's hope.
Is that...
I know. Now donate some money, you hoes.
Right?
Fuck.
Anyway. So you can spend it on me.
Okeechobee, Florida. You know where Okeechobee is? The only fucking place in Florida that a woman can get killed from a car crash involving a porta potty. Only in Okeechobee. He'd heard it.
It's Okeechobee, dude. Okeechobee.
Okeechobee, me. Florida.
Okeechobee. I used to own property out in Okeechobee.
Okay.
Yeah.
An Okeechobee woman?
Hang on. You know Florida where, you know, it's got that circle?
Yes.
In the middle?
Right.
Like on the bottom kind of?
Thank you.
That's Lake Okeechobee.
Okay.
Like, yeah. It's like right there.
Do you want to open up a Google map?
Not really. But anyway, go on.
Okay. Just making sure. Okeechobee. Yeah.
Stop typing in the chat.
I can't type and talk at the same time.
I noticed. You're horrible.
An Okeechobee woman was killed. Even if I was sober, I don't think I could talk and type at the same time. I can say what I'm typing, but other than that, forget it. So yeah, she was killed Wednesday after a portion of a portable toilet crashed through her car's windshield. The Florida Highway Patrol said Don Johnston, 38, was driving south on State Road 15 shortly after 11 a.m. when two porta-potties fell from the trailer of a pickup truck traveling north. According to crash report, porta-potties broke apart when they hit the road, and a portion of one of them crashed through her windshield. It hit her in the face.
That's so awful, dude.
The car then veered off the road and crashed
with a porta-potty
right into a tree.
With a porta potty, dude. There's got to be some nasty ass shit in there. That's pretty gross.
I agree.
Yeah.
Do you think they were used? Or do you think they were
probably. I'm hoping they were used.
I don't see.
In my head, they're used.
They're not that heavy if they're light.
What?
They're not that heavy if they're light. If they're empty? What'd I say?
They're not that heavy if they're light. No shit. You fucking. Are you.
They're not that heavy if they're
you're
empty.
You're not putting your
sense
words together
making
right.
Not your any. So, no, but if they're full, they're full, right? And they're going to weigh a bunch. And so when they hit the ground, they're going to fucking explode. But if they're empty, I'm thinking they're going to just hit the road and bounce. But
I don't know.
I don't know the logistics of porta potties.
Yeah, I don't either.
Do they even store the shit and piss inside of them? I thought they had to, like, dig a hole and then you just cover it up.
Well, the ones that are, like, totally portable, the ones that they take from site to site, those ones, you just shit in the porta potty itself, and it has, like, a container in the bottom. But, like, the ones out at, like, you know, like, Smith Lake and stuff, that's a big-ass fucking hole in the ground that they have to clean up and shit.
Right, and that's foul.
Yeah, and people actually have to go out there
those
and
are
pump
the ones
that stuff out.
That you can, like, go in there, and then you can just, like, look down the hole, and it's like, hello.
It's an abyss. Hello.
And then, cool. Like, you poop, and then you wait, and you're like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, splash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right. 35
It's usually
feet.
Not even a splash either. It's poop. It's like
it's
poop
a
hitting
it's a dull
poop.
Thud.
Yeah, it's
when two
gross
turds
sounding.
When that's so awesome.
And like a kind of splat,
yeah.
You know. Ugh.
Okay. Okay,
good.
It's like Play-Doh Fun Factory.
There's
time.
A lot of poop talking tonight.
Thank you.
You want to have fecal sex later?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
No.
I am not pumping.
You take a dump
you.
On my chest.
I will dump you, but I will not pump and dump. Unless it's a glass coffee table. Glass top. Because then I don't get it on me, but I can still, like, see and be totally
would,
grossed out
you
by your
watch
ass.
That?
No.
Okay.
I don't even like it when you fart near me. Why the fuck would I want you to shit? Oh, that. Get away. Go home.
Are you serious?
I'm glad I can say that now. Like, if you just piss me off, I can just be like, go home. That's gonna
and
be,
then I can go, no.
That's gonna. And then I can call the cops and be like, hey, this bitch won't go home. Can you make her go home and bring a camera crew? And when you kick in the door, play the Bad Boys theme song. That would rock the cat box.
Yeah,
for me.
I know. Anyway.
Specifically for me. So, this is kind of fucked up. Neferd woman is accused of allowing a convicted pedophile to bathe her two daughters and put them to bed. Okay.
Okay.
Marinate on that for a second. Right. Mom let this known convicted peed put her two daughters in the bath and then to bed, if you catch my drift. To bed.
I'm smelling what you're stepping in there, bro.
The man went on to sexually abuse them. No!
No shit! Really?
No! Get the fuck out.
Oh, I thought he was just going to hang out.
A convicted peed? I did not see that coming. I did. Oh, show of hands. Did anyone see that coming? I totally
no,
did
dude,
not.
I'm
call
surprised.
Me crazy, but I did not at all.
He sounded like a good guy.
Maybe I read that wrong. The
he
man
sounded like a good guy to me.
Went on to sexually abuse them, even though she had been warned by the police and social services that he was a danger to them.
No, you don't know him like I know him.
You know what? There's nothing he more loves respectable, those girls. Honest, and trusting than a sex offender.
Than a peed.
Yeah.
He loves those girls.
I couldn't see him doing that, man.
He loves those girls. You don't know him like I know him.
Well, maybe he didn't mean to do that.
The woman has admitted.
His finger just slipped.
Oops. Both of them, right?
Right.
The woman has admitted cruelty to the girls by exposing them to the peed, but she denies an accusation by the court that she has also ignored them when they told her they were being abused. Was it this guy? Was it the guy I'm going to let bathe you and put you to bed? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Oh, tough well, shit. You know what?
Kids say the darnest things. To. He didn't mean it. He yeah. loves you. He told me he loves you.
How old were the kids again?
I don't know. Kids, I would imagine.
Oh.
Like, wow. Yeah, it doesn't say. But the judge has said there's an important issue, and it is going to affect the sentence that she will receive because, you know, she was like, I didn't know. I'm
pretending
sorry.
To be oblivious.
He was nice. I didn't abuse them. I just, you know, let a peed bathe them both. Right. They're both very dirty girls. So, you know, I had to let the peed bathe them. And then, of course, he wanted to put them to bed.
No.
Because, I mean, that's what you do after you bathe dirty girls, right? You
put them to bed. He probably was just trying to get a real good, thorough cleaning. And
well,
then,
yeah.
You know what?
I mean, inside and out, right?
Right.
Don't want to get a yeast infection.
Shit, yeah.
Shit, they no. Suck. I don't. You know, I was reading those antibiotics that I got.
Oh, yeah?
And it said if you're a female, you will probably get a yeast infection from them. Because it's antibiotics. It kills, like, all of the biotics in you. The anti-ones and the pros. The pros and the con.
You have good bacteria.
The con biotics
bacteria,
and the probiotics.
Okay.
So it says, like, eat a bunch of yogurt and stuff and, you know, replace the...
Drink cranberry
the
juice.
The probiotics. I didn't get a yeast infection, though, so...
All right, well, that's
lucky.
That's good.
Lucky for me, I guess. So...
It's a monostat.
I don't even know where I'd put that. Where would I get a yeast infection?
Actually, guys can get yeast infections.
Where? In our buttholes?
In your dick hole.
No! Don't ever say dick hole again around me.
Dick hole.
Stop it!
Nicole.
I'm really glad we're not wearing headphones.
But yeah, no, you can, and like your dick will like ooze like white stuff.
That's called semen, and it only does. I only get those infections when I rub my dick a bunch. That's the only time. I don't get it. Well, there was this one time. Never mind. So, Mr. Hobson said the man began babysitting the girls when their mother went out. Bathed them, took them out on day trips, and showered them. The mother allowed the contact to continue, quote, in the face of clear warnings from the police and social services that he might try to, quote, groom them for sexual purposes. Dude, you gotta wait till they're at least 17 and a half to do that, okay?
Fun.
That's awful. Ainsby says, in your ears, ask Keith, dude, I think I figured out what the fuck is wrong with him. I haven't even really been listening, but if it's the same nasty shit he had a while ago, I think it's because of the headphones they wear. And it makes his shit all sweaty, and he doesn't probably ever clean them. And
probably
I think
not.
That's giving him problems. I honestly do. I wear headphones at work every now and then, back in the day when I had those big ones, and my ears would really get sweaty. And I could see doing that 5 days a week for however long he fucking does that.
Yeah.
I wrote him that before he was all pissed and aggro on me, but
it's
he never...
It's a good point, though, that
yeah, I don't
totally
know, something
could
to think
happen.
About.
I mean, there's
That's
bacteria
gross.
And shit.
That's so gross.
All sweaty and stuff, and it's hot and humid in there, and just
yes,
damp.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know.
The damper, the more bacteria, dude.
That's what I was thinking. So, when the guy was eventually arrested, he admitted sexually abusing them over a 12-month period, and... Was
a whole year?
A whole year.
Damn.
It's a punch card.
That's really traumatic.
Yeah, get 11, 12 ones free.
Maybe not more
like a
than the dog rubbing in the face, but I don't know.
Well.
I don't know how much they were abused and
those
how.
Other kids weren't getting fucked, though. They just got slapped and dog ass, Chinese pug ass rubbed. This dude was like straight up fucking them. So I think that's
probably.
Worse. I'm going to have to go with that one is worse.
Mr. Yeah. Hobson said the mother was even told by her children they were being abused, but she was too busy with her boyfriend and did not listen. I'd be curious to see if that dude was like the boyfriend's brother or some shit. Like, hey, she got kids. I'll watch them. I'll bathe them and put them to bed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm just a sex offender. I'm just a pedophile.
I'm just here's my pedophile brother. He's going to come over and bathe your children, your right. daughters, your young, supple
he's
daughters.
He's so trustworthy. He loves kids.
And then put them to bed. He loves them. You don't know him like...
He's a wonderful man.
You don't
he
know
loves
like
children.
I do. Anyway, so that's horrible.
So, hey, by the way.
Yes.
How did your day go?
My
I
day?
Even
phenomenal.
You
thank
about
you.
Your day.
My day was phenomenal.
How is work going?
It was going.
It's going?
Yep.
How is everything else going?
Fantastic.
How is your fucking life?
It's fantastic.
Okay.
Couldn't be better.
Good.
Still waiting it for it to be over. Still waiting to see what's next. So
not a whole lot, I'm guessing.
Here's some disgusting airplane news. This this is so gross. Maggots falling from an overhead luggage locker have forced
Ew.
The U.S. Airways flight to return to the gate at Atlanta Airport in Atlanta. Quote, bugs just began to fall out of the overhead compartment, causing panic on board.
Ew.
All the passengers were then asked to get off so the crews could clean the plane. The airline said a container of spoiled meat brought on by a passenger caused the delay of the flight to Charlotte. It said that after landing in North Carolina, the plane was
North
taken
Carolina.
Out of service and fumigated.
It had hurt her.
Yeah, one passenger said she first noticed a couple of flies when she got to her seat, but did not pay much attention to it. As the plane was taxiing, she said she heard a passenger behind her causing a commotion, refusing to take her seat. Then I heard the word maggot, and that kind of got everybody creeped out. All of a sudden, I felt somebody flick the back of my hair, and on the front of me came a maggot, which I flicked off of me. Thank
That's
you.
Gross.
But she said she, quote, felt like they were crawling all over me because it only takes one maggot to upset
yeah.
your whole fucking world.
Of course.
And as they're telling us to stay calm and seated, I see a maggot looking back at me. And I'm thinking, these are anaerobic flesh-eating larvae that the flight attendants don't have to sit with. Miss Adamo said the pilot then announced that he had to return to the gate because of a, quote, minor emergency on board.
That's disgusting, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, maggots are so nasty. When you get like, ugh, I don't know, dude. That's, ew.
The unnamed...
That creeps me out.
The unnamed passenger who brought the spoiled meat in a carry-on bag was put on another flight. So, thank you for that.
That's
so gross, dude. Could you imagine? You're like, you're all nasty, gross, and sweaty as is because there's like 120 fucking people on board and half of them weighed like twice what you do.
And they're screaming children.
And the AC ain't on yet. And it's just gross and everybody stinks. Why? Take a shower. If you're going to fly, we bathe.
Bathe, please.
Take a shower. Put on some deodorant. Do us all a favor. I swear, if I end up getting enough money to go to Vegas for DEF CON.
Let the pedo guy bathe your children.
Yeah, he'll bathe you. It's fine.
It's cool.
It's horrible. A con man who murdered a woman he met through a Lonely Hearts advert in order to raid her savings, then dumped her body in a suitcase. He's being jailed for a minimum 30 years.
Wait, what did he do?
You're looking for a dude because you're almost 40 and single. You're
okay.
on a Lonely Hearts website, whatever. And this guy right here, Leah Queston, 37, responded to a message on the Gumtree website posted by a man claiming to be a successful 33-year-old IT specialist. In reality, he was a probably not so successful 36-year-old. You lied. You changed your years by 3. No, I'm 33. No, you're actually 36, but okay. 33 is almost 30, but 36, that's pushing 40.
Yeah.
Which she's 37, so it didn't really matter.
I know, right?
Oh, that's I find that just odd. 36-year-old Clinton Bailey, he's deeply in debt and planned to fleece the women who were looking for love. Bailey said they struck up a relationship, but after barely a month, he lured her to his flat
killed the 4'11" care worker and hid her body in a suitcase, storing it in
four
a garage.
4'11"?
Yeah, 4'11". Little,
that's pretty small.
Little Mexican chick. Well, what is that? I don't know. She's dark Indian, maybe? Chinese?
Must have fit in the suitcase pretty
She's
easy, though.
Portuguese.
Is she skinny, at least?
Thai. I'm going to say Thai.
Okay.
She's Thai.
We're going to say just darker.
Asian, but like American Asian. I'm going to say. About maybe, mutt. Actually.
How about just a mixture?
Maybe Peruvian.
Can we stop guessing?
Okay. Yeah. 4'11". That's why he crammed her into a suitcase. So small.
Because she fit.
And then he put her in a garage for more than a week while he drained 2,100 British pounds from her bank. He then dumped the suitcase beside a pond where it was later found by a dog walker.
Too bad he didn't bring it on a plane so he could track maggots.
That maybe that's where they came from.
Maybe.
Whoa. Did you fly? Oh, she's Filipino, by the way.
Oh.
cheating on his long-term girlfriend by pretending to be at his sick mother's bedside in South Africa, Bailey persuaded his new lover to withdraw 900 British pounds to pay his rent.
Wow.
When he realized she had more, he lured her to his flat, killed her, and then stuffed her into a suitcase. He then hid it in the garage, draining the rest of her account. He left
he just
her
needs a sugar mama.
He left
dude,
her five quid, five British pounds. He left her, and he put a, he bought the he used that money to buy a bunch of air fresheners and put them inside to cover
right.
the stench of the decomp while searching the internet for tips on how to remove dead animal smell. See, that may be a search term you would be thankful that you are using. Google SSL search. You don't want anybody spying. Why is this guy looking for remove dead animal smell on Google?
Maybe he has a dead animal in the house.
Maybe he's killing girls on dating websites. that's fucked up, man.
It's kind of fucked up. He just needs a sugar mama, dude. Bailey, you know, you can't
then,
get more money out of him if you kill him. You
check
know that,
this out.
Right?
He then used some of the cash to try to seduce a second internet date with champagne. Just yards
Ew.
Away from the rotting corpse. But the
Ew.
Woman refused to sleep with him later, branding him a, quote, fat, sweaty pig.
That's pretty awesome.
11 days
Look,
after
I have the... champagne. Don't mind that smell. Just drink
Yeah, what's
this
that
here.
Smell? No, that's yeah. me. I'm a fat, sweaty
right.
pig.
Right, just drink this. Here, shut up.
11 days later, just drink this. Here, smell this. No, drink that then. No, are you hungry? Eat this. 11 days after the killing, Bailey tried to set fire to the suitcase before dumping it on farmland in Cliff near Rochester. Miss Quentin's body had to be identified by fingerprints taken when she applied for her visa, and tests suggested she may have been suffocated or strangled. Bailey, who refused to give evidence during his trial, denied murder but admitted preventing the lawful and decent burial of a corpse. Quote, he murdered her and he has no answer to give, none that will stand up to any form of scrutiny, because the truth is plain to see. She was crazy and vulnerable, and he took advantage of her, of course, blah, blah, blah. And he spent all their money.
Hmm.
I should do that. I need to, like, have sex with them and then take all their money. Maybe. Do you think girls would pay me to fuck them? Do I fuck that good?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Only if you save that money, and that way we could go on, like, a nice trip.
Well, yeah, I mean... I would definitely go on a nice trip.
With me?
Well, I don't know. Maybe with one of the chicks.
Hey.
Depends if they're if they're buying.
See, yeah, go
hey,
fuck
if you're
other
banging,
chicks,
I'm
take
buying.
All their money,
or
and
no.
then let's go if, do something.
If I'm banging, you're buying. That's how that works.
Hey.
If
look,
I'm banging, you're
you go
buying.
Out, you go bang all these chicks and take all
Can
their money.
Can you pimp me out?
I could.
Do you know, like, some chicks that would want to just get their world fucking rocked?
Maybe.
By a sex junkie?
Maybe we should do that. I'll whore you out.
Yeah.
Get a bunch of money.
Let's
and then we
it.
Can go and do stuff together.
Let's do it to it.
I just have to be your main bitch. That's all.
And then I
to
never
it.
Have to work ever. I don't want to work anymore.
You probably get tired of fucking.
You think so?
Probably.
Would that do it?
Maybe. Remember that
and
stretch
then you
of
could...
sex that we did
I was
and
good.
You were like starting to like die?
I was still fine. That's because you were being a bitch about it though. You weren't being sexy at all. You were like, here's my pussy, come on and fuck me. Okay.
But what were you saying?
Just
though?
To make a point, I'm gunning now.
What were you gonna
and
say?
And I'm gonna
though?
Make you sore, so
about fucking other chicks. What were you saying?
Oh, it's fun fucking other chicks. I don't know. What was I saying?
That I should pimp you out and we should take all their money and make money,
right.
And come back and we'll
but
go
without
stuff.
Killing them, because I don't want
to
deal
well, yeah,
with
we don't
stinky
have to kill
bodies.
Them. That's fine. We just rob them, take their cash, and as long
maybe
as I'm
take,
your...
Could we take a couple with us?
As long as I'm your main lover.
You could be my main one, but I'll love you all the same. But can you?
No.
Can we take a couple with us?
You have to love me more.
I'm take... Fine, I love you a little bit more, but I'm taking two with me.
Taking two with you?
Taking two with
Can
us.
Can we kill them when we're gone?
No.
Oh.
I will handpick these two.
What?
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah?
No, we gotta fuck them and take their money and leave.
But done, what if done. I what if I enjoy fucking them?
Well, then we'll just find another one. What's the matter?
That's true. Plenty of fish in the sea, right?
And you think, always got me.
Do you think we could fish out the whole sea eventually?
No.
Could we fucking kill every possible
mate
available?
Not without getting AIDS and shit.
Well, we would just kill those ones. I wouldn't fuck those ones.
Okay.
So we'd have to have like some testing equipment.
I'll
we need
have,
a scanner.
I'll work on that.
You need to tell McKay to bring us back a scanner.
I'll work on that, dude.
Would you? I would appreciate that.
Maybe we should do that. We should fuck people for money and then go do stuff. I don't know. Maybe we'll buy more podcasting equipment and shit. Like,
that'd
better
be awesome.
Ourselves.
Maybe a fucking...
Like, hey, honey, I got some more cash today.
Can we buy, like, a big enough house to where you could just... be on one side of it and I could be on the other and we wouldn't even know we were there, like each other was there.
Could do that.
That would be all right.
Yeah.
Huh. We should work on that.
This will be
go home to the other side of the propita. Now.
Oh man. We have a wonderful relationship.
Yep.
It's beautiful.
I don't understand you. You confuse me, but I still care about you. And that one was yours.
What?
Your anonymous confession. That was yours. I don't understand you.
I understand you.
You confuse me,
but
I still care about you.
I still love you.
No more. That's it. It's official. I didn't, because I didn't want to. So, Now I really, really want to. No more. I'm sorry. It's times like right now that I miss you and that I wish things were still the same, because aww, you were the only one who could cheer me up from the way I'm feeling right now. Aww. Even though it's totally your fault that I'm feeling like this right now.
Yep.
The other night in my dreams, I gave birth to a beef Wellington.
I gave birth to a kitten. I always give birth to kittens.
Really?
Yeah, always, dude. Every time I have a dream about being pregnant, it's like...
a cat.
Yeah.
Or an abortion.
No, it's so weird in my dreams, though. Like, I'll have these really realistic dreams where my stomach is all tight and I can feel shit moving inside and stuff. And, like, it's really real. And, like, and then I give birth and it's kittens. And then I'm happy.
Like, multiple.
Yeah. Kittens.
Not sad kittens.
Not sad kittens. They're all happy.
I think I might be losing interest. Smiley face.
Whoa.
Heartbreak.
That's like I found someone else and I'm losing interest to this guy, but I'm super happy.
Not necessarily. Well, right, but
the smiley
maybe
face
it's just,
gives it away.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't necessarily have to be because I found somebody else. You could just be completely boring the shit out of me.
True.
I think I'm depressed. I used to be happy.
Me too.
I used to be the happiest person I knew.
Me too.
But now I'm driving all my friends away and it's killing me. Suicide has crossed my mind in the past few weeks, but I have my ups and downs.
I have a lot of downs.
I have more downs than ups. I used to be everybody's ray of sunshine. What happened? I want so much to shine again. Sounds like someone extinguished her flame or his flame.
Probably.
There's something I never revealed to you. I love you.
Aw, I love you too.
Now that you are so distant, I feel that a part of me has torn itself and gone off with you. I don't know who you are with and what you are doing, but when I look at the moon tonight, our memories will come flooding into my thoughts. You feel so close to me in this moment. Until I realize how distant you are. You changed my life in ways you never imagined. Herpes. And I hope you will do it once more. Hepatitis. There's nothing more that I want than for you to give me AIDS. For what? You to be next to me tonight. Please come back. I love you.
Aww.
What a depressing bunch of sensitive faggots. All right. Jesus well, Christ. Anything else before we get the fuck out?
No, I think we're pretty good.
Are we pretty good?
Yeah. Kay. Are we good?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Are you staying here tonight?
Yes.
Do you have to?
Do you want me to?
Not really.
All right, I'll go home.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have to stay here and put up with your crap.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Shut up. What? Shut up. Shut up!
Oh, whatever, dude.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. 406-204-4687. That's the phone number. Thejamhole.com/donate. I will greatly appreciate that. Send us a postcard from where you live. If you enjoy the show, I want a postcard from you. You lazy cunts.
You should do that.
The laziest fucking listeners.
Yeah.
So lazy. You have nothing better to do than to go to Walgreens right now and get me a postcard and sign it, Matt, fuck you, the jam hole.
DJB373 says, fuck you very much.
That's right, and fuck you very much, and we'll see you Monday.
Monday.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to the jam hole. The jam hole. The jam hole. The jam hole. .com.